Proclamation number 4627 of 1st of May, 1949. God's blessing on his servants. Anyone who makes it his task to serve me and thus works for the kingdom of God without striving for worldly interests can also constantly be assured of my approval and my support. For his work will then be subject to my guidance and will be right if he commands himself to me and my grace, thus requests my blessing for it. For his thinking will be guided from the start if he places himself at my disposal of his own free will. Only few people are willing to carry out spiritual work, because the material attitude makes spiritual work seem unattractive, and therefore I give all my love to the few who give themselves to me with their labor, and I will support their work in every way. The only thing that should always be taken into account is that the feeling of the heart should be more important than the results of the intellect, for I speak to my servants on earth through the heart, and they should always pay attention to their feeling if they have previously commended themselves and their work to me. Then every question will be answered by itself, every indecision will be clarified, and the work will progress and result in fullest satisfaction. And then every earthly activity will also be blessed, because my laborers are worthy of a right reward and I cover their earthly needs as soon as they are active for me. My kingdom is not of this world. And as long as you still dwell on earth, you should try to establish the bond with that kingdom and you'll derive the richest blessings, because my kingdom can grant you everything, spiritual and earthly treasures. Because anyone who wants to work for my kingdom need not live in want either, for I will take care of his life so that he can carry out his spiritual activity unhindered for the benefit of all who take notice of it and whose mind is spiritually directed. Amen.